USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI says it's too soon to say what's behind a deadly mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida. A Saudi military officer who was training at the airbase opened fire, killing three people and then himself. The FBI's Rachel Rojas says there's a lot of speculation because the shooter is a foreign national.
There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts.
President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people.
The shooting comes on the heels of another deadly shooting at the Navy base in Pearl Harbor, which happened last Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement of $13.5 billion to resolve all major claims related to wildfires blamed on its outdated equipment and negligence. Government officials have recently accused the company of failing to inspect and maintain its transmission network. The California Power Company says it's a key step to getting out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Economists and investors are celebrating the November jobs report. It showed employers added another 266,000 jobs. Gus Boucher from PNC Financial explains the findings.
The job market is very good. We had a small decline in the unemployment rate. We've had wage growth of about 3.1% over the past year. So we have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
The stock market soared on the news. The Dow shot up 337 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The president spoke at a White House roundtable on small business and red tape reduction on Friday. USA's John Hunt has details.
He told reporters that they're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, including low-flow toilets, saying people are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once, and they end up using so much more water. The president also talked about the effect of newer light bulbs.
They got rid of the light bulb that people got used to. The new bulb is many times more expensive. And I hate to say it, it doesn't make you look as good. Of course, being a vain person, that's very important to me. It gives you an orange look. I don't want an orange look. Has anyone noticed that? So we'll have to change those bulbs at least a couple of rooms where I am in the White House.
The administration announced in September it was rolling back requirements for high-energy light bulbs to save money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.